Got a couple calls on hold. We'll get to you guys momentarily because we're going to do a little something right now. Where we take the spotlight off of Harry and myself and we turn it to the producer of the program, Harry.
Yeah.
We put it right on the Lithuanian,
mm-hmm.
on Andrew Salchunas.
He's got a Lituva shirt on today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nice item. Let's go to Andrew for the Nooner, which is brought to you by the Linden Italian Market and their Linden Club, who was this year's champion of Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Face-Off. Visit realphillydeli.com.
Can I start off with something real quick before I get to the first news?
Editorial commentary?
I tweeted this out a couple weeks ago, and it got a lot of love from the people that work here.
What, at A. Salchunas 975?
Yeah, I don't give up my handle like at Shander Show. Wow. Anyways, stop calling in and saying, hey, I don't want to go on air, but tell the guys, I got too much stuff going on.
Well, that happens all the time.
Yeah, that's why I need it to stop. And I'm sorry if you haven't gotten your Fantasy Fest, Fan Fest tickets in the last 12 hours. Be patient.
Boy,
okay?
He's starting to melt down.
Oh, man. These phone calls that I'm getting today.
I need a full blown meltdown out of you.
Somebody called today. Hey, what's the sound off number? Google it.
The sound off number on this show? They're asking
I am not the internet. Hey, let's start off the Nooner, all right? Hey,
he's not the only one melting down, Harry. It's rampant at the Fanatic.
This is good.
Harry, your favorite words. Head on over to our Twitter page at 975middays because we have a video kick off today's Nooner. It involves the Braves post-game crew, a heckler, and a security guard. As the guys were recapping the Braves' 10-6 win over the Marlins last night, a guy with what looks like a Marlins rally towel. I don't even know how you could get a rally towel for the Marlins. They stink.
Well, it's probably from the old days.
Of course, probably. So the heckler actually jumped behind the set to get on camera, and the security guard who was on the set was just trying to do his job. But he was not aware of the amount of wires that it takes to create a television set. My man completely wipes out on camera as he tried to catch the guy who easily got away when the security guard took a trip to hell. And then he gets up and just sort of awkwardly stares at the camera. And I got to give the two guys on set credit because they just kept on rolling.
They didn't flinch. I don't even know if they knew about it. But yeah, the security guard goes down.
Dude, he loses his hat and he's just like, oh my God, I'm mortified.
Yeah.
Dude, he did the header where his ass starts to come over his head. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he's going to flip, but he's like a weeble wobble, and he didn't flip all the way over.
And he knows he was on camera, too, so that's why he just sort of awkwardly stared side-eyed to the camera.
He looked at it and goes, oh, man, the red light is on.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have to run over there. The guy's just standing there with a towel.
Yeah, it wasn't like the guy was there with a bazooka.
Right, I mean,
jeez.
Yeah. That's what happens when you do these live... these live things out in public, man.
Yeah,
you run the risk of, unless you have proper security keeping these people away.
There's a variable to which you can't control.
Right.
Yep. I welcome it.
All right.
Love it.
I had a bunch of people send me this next story yesterday on Twitter. So thank you to everyone who did that. And again, Europe is 10 years ahead of us. And this time it's in regards to the bathroom. And this story is actually perfect for you two, Harry, because you fell victim to Jason's urination in your driveway.
Yeah.
So maybe you should
have used one of these devices.
You should call the French for some help. Throughout the country, they have installed outdoor urinals to try and fix the problem of public urination in alleyways and parks and subways. But of course, with this invention, it has come with plenty of complaints because these things aren't porta potties. They don't have walls surrounding you.
Yeah.
They're just sort of urinals coming out of the ground.
It's like a box.
Yeah, it's just out there. And if you use it, everything's out there.
Right.
Everything's visible, right?
Yeah.
They even installed one next to the famous Church of Notre Dame. So you're going to go take the tour of Notre Dame. You're also taking the tour of Johnny down the street there. The cool thing about them, they are all near a flower bed or have had flower beds installed on top of them.
Really?
Because the urinals have the ability to pull the nutrients from the urine to create fertilizer and help the flowers grow healthy.
How about that? So that's what you were trying to do.
Yeah, I was watering
them. Trying to help my flowers grow and my hedges.
I was trying to change the color of your hydrangea.
But not everything in urine helps the flowers. Urine pulls away the good nutrients and pulls away the bad chemicals.
No, it's not specific urine.
No, the specific chemicals.
Yeah.
Did I say specific urine?
Yeah.
When a dog goes to the bathroom in a spot repeatedly, you see dead spots of grass.
Right.
If it goes number one.
So it needs some of these chemicals.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Now, I don't know what would happen with your urine because you got urine ketosis.
Yeah, the ground will turn purple.
Yeah.
For people to understand what these look like,
like the Boise State football field when you're done.
Well, see, now what you're going to have is you're going to have a bunch of voyeurs sitting around, 100 yards away with the binoculars on, watching the urinal box. these pervs.
Yeah.
That's the next thing that's going to happen.
Yeah.
I actually read the article in full, and it said it still hasn't helped their problem. No, people are still just going on the street instead of walking five feet.
You as a guy who goes to the bathroom, number one, a lot during the day.
Nonstop.
Would you use one of these?
No. Yeah, I would.
In public.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't care.
Out in public.
Yeah, I don't care.
If it was installed right in the studio.
It's not like you're on a golf course on the 14th hole behind a tree. You're right out on the street.
If I got to go and it's the only option, I'm going to go. Yeah, you should know by now.
Yeah, but I mean,
I have no shame.
Not 1 o'clock in the morning when nobody else is around at my house.
No, lunchtime.
This is like during the day, out on the street, here at the office building. They put one out in front of One Bala Plaza.
Yeah.
Are you using it?
See, I'm not uptight. We're so uptight in this country. Okay, then don't look.
I don't need to see you going. But I'm not looking. I'm just happen to be out for a walk.
Okay.
I'm walking to my car. Now I got to see Martinez.
Dropping trow
in his orange Under Armour hoodie.
Yeah.
And I gotta see this? I have to look away.
Yeah. You
really?
Don't have to see it.
I don't
it.
Need
it's
that.
It's a choice.
I'm sorry. I don't need that.
Yeah, but we're so uptight in this country. Everybody goes to the bathroom, by the way.
Yes.
And breaking news, this is just in too, Harry.
Yeah.
Everybody passes gas.
Oh, jeez.
Okay?
I don't.
It's not that your ass is itching.
Some do it on air.
Really?
Yes.
Who's that?
Talk about it.
Do we have audio?
I could try to find it.
All right.
Last one here, full disclosure.
And by the way, passing gas is still funny as an adult.
What are you, the bro?
I don't care how old you are, it's still funny in certain situations, like a movie theater.
I don't believe that to be true.
Yeah.
Anyways, my biggest fear...
I think he's an ass face.
After flying, which I've actually conquered, probably going to Lithuania twice, are bees. And don't worry, Harry, the story you sent me earlier today, I'll have that for tomorrow's Nooner. Don't get upset with me. With that being said, I'm going to hold off from going to Britain anytime soon because of drunk bees that are attacking people. Yes. There are drunk bees attacking people. Actually, worse, they're wasps.
What does this have to do with you taking a trip to Lithuania?
Well,
and flying.
Number one, my biggest fear is flying. Number two is bees.
Oh,
I have a fear of bees.
Somehow I lost that.
That's okay. Top five Salchunas phobia.
Yeah. Over the winter, something happened.
What is going on back there?
Where the bees in the area were able to build huge nests around the city. And because the nests were so big, the queen was no longer in the picture. So they stopped feeding on her larva. Mm. Because of that, they had to find anything, and they found alcohol that was left out on tables when people ate outside, and their cider was out there, and the bees flew over, drank it. They also found multiple plants that are being used for alcohol later down the road. They're fermenting right now. Experts say that alcohol causes bees, yes, to become
fermenting,
to become irritated, and they are now flying around the city just stinging people left and right. So bees right now in Britain are drunk.
Drunk bees.
Drunk bees everywhere and just flying around the city and stinging people. Non-stop.
You'd think it'd be easier to kill the bee when it's drunk. Be easier to
It's got to fly. It's got to be flying all over the place, left and right. It can't fly straight.
Yeah, we also got the bee issue. You don't want to kill all the bees.
Oh, yeah.
Bees are going extinct.
Didn't you watch Bee Movie? You find out what the bee means to this planet?
No, I didn't see
You never
see
watched
that.
The Bee Movie with Seinfeld and Chris Rock?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, it's a good movie. Yeah. It's an animated classic.
Mm.
Yeah. You saw the Bee Movie, right?
I did.
It was good, right?
It was all right.
I've seen it several times.
I was a younger kid.
I need a review from Pat Egan.
You need to find out if that's an Egan sanctioned Disney Pixar?
Approved by Egan. He's my movie connoisseur.
Are you afraid of the drunk bee?
Yeah, bees don't bother me.
No.
They kind of just, they don't really mess with me.
They freak me out.
Really?
It's weird because some people, like when you're out with them, the bugs all go to one person.
My wife.
Do they?
Yes. We were sitting on the deck. And she'll be getting bit up, and I'll be sitting over there. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Everything's good.
Yeah, you got a nice drink in your hand and a cigar, and she's over there getting eaten alive.
When I was a kid, my mom went to, like, some sort of gardening place, and she drove over a nest. Mm. And I was in the car with the windows open when I was, like, three, and apparently I got attacked. So I think that's where it comes from. Yes.
That scarred you as a young kid.
Even though I'm not allergic to them, I'm terrified.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff on the Nooner today. Drunk bees, Harry. Outdoor urinals.
Yeah.
What's next? Well, I'll tell you.
I don't want this building to put, because they're doing a lot of refurbishing here and remodeling, construction.
Open air urinals.
Don't be putting any open air urinals out front, because the last thing I want to do is drive into work one day and see you standing there.
I'd be fine with the can out front.
Oh, yeah.
You come in the stairs one day, you get out of the car, and I'm sitting there on the can. with a handful of toilet paper.
Oh, God.
Your ass is itching.